Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Catherine Winnick of Vikings. Ms. Winnick is an award-winning actress who's appeared in such series as CSI, Bones, and Person of Interest. Over the next segment, Catherine Winnick will talk about playing Lagertha for four seasons on her hit Emmy-nominated TV series Vikings, which airs Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on History. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to float your boat, feel free to turn over a new life as we get off our high Norse in the present in order to find Valhalla in the past. Catherine, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Now, you star in the series Vikings, which airs Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on History. Now, Catherine, tell us what your character Lagertha is confronting this season and also what's happening on Vikings.
Lagertha has a personal struggle to confront, and it's really finding her own self-worth and identity now without status and without a man. And I think that is what's really different with Lagertha in season 4B coming up. She doesn't have necessarily a home. Her husband is remarried, and her kingdom has been taken away from her. So she's definitely in a more challenging position, so she has to find that strength within herself.
So obviously things have changed. How would you describe Lagertha's outlook or relationship with Ragnar, and does she still have any feelings for him?
Have you ever been in love with your first love? Have you ever got over her?
No.
Exactly. Whatever. It's you never forget your first love, and no matter who you're with after that, you will always love them. There will always be a piece of them in your heart, and I think that is true with Ragnar and Lagertha. And another way of also saying it, even now, you know, Facebook has a status, I think, and it's, what do they say, either in a relationship or not in a relationship, or it's complicated.
It's complicated, right?
I think that probably sums up Lagertha and Ragnar's relationship. It's complicated.
Now, of course, Lagertha has always possessed great strength and strength of character. How has she evolved over time as a person and as a warrior?
Well, as a warrior, she grew up as a shield maiden, so I think her skill on the battlefield is evident from the first day we see her in season one, when there's two men tried to come in and rape her when she was alone with her two young children. And she got rid of them and scared them away with pretty much a fish hook. But I guess a way to explain that even more, that now in season 4B, strategy plays a bigger part of it, and fighting a more intellectually and being smarter in your decision-making on the battlefield is definitely a skill that you gain as you have that experience. But the fact that she has been a warrior for so many years is evident in who she is as a person, and that wear and tear and the life struggles is shown in who she is now as an older woman, and that's evident in season 4B.
Now, of course, even though Lagertha has proven herself time and time again, are there still people who underestimate her savviness and her ruthlessness?
There will always be people that underestimate her savviness. And I think that's true just because of who she is and being a woman. And I think that's true to this day in this modern time period, where a lot of CEOs of companies that are women that have to juggle family life and a position of authority and dealing with other people under her that may not necessarily respect her or sexual advances. And I think that is true with Lagertha, and it's true today when women have to deal with a lot of not only being in a position of strength but also being women. But it's a very interesting and fun role to play, and I'm very blessed that I got a chance to really sink my teeth into and discovering past aspects of Lagertha that I haven't discovered yet. And you will see Lagertha in a different light in season 4B. She approaches Aslaug for the first time. So you'll see a great epic scene with the two of them face-to-face. So I'm excited for you guys to see that. And her status does change once again in this season.
So what is it like working with Travis Fimmel, who plays Ragnar, and how much of Ragnar is in him?
Travis is great to work with. You never know what you're going to get with him. And Lagatha had a great scene with him just that aired last week where the two titans sat next to each other, and you can see that there's definitely a mutual love there, and he asks her to come with him, and she has moved on. And it's a bittersweet moment where something that she's probably longed for so many years, but also realizes that she's in a different place and she has her own responsibilities. And I think it's important to note that Lagatha now doesn't necessarily need Ragnar or need another man, and she may choose one. She actually takes on a female companion in this season, but she's definitely in her own place and has her own journey independently from other people.
Well, of course, the amazing creator, writer, producer of Vikings is Michael Hurst. How would you describe working with him and his vision for this series and your character?
It's such an honor to work with a brilliant mind like Michael. I don't know if you know, but he writes every single episode.
Yes.
And now we're shooting 20 a year. We shoot 10 months straight. So even though it's aired as season 4 A and B, we shot it consistently and continuously. Michael is very much involved with our characters, and he is very open in having a collaborative process. And what's great about him and how he works is he really tries to get to know you as a person and adds aspects of your own personal life into your characters. And now, after 5 seasons, I could say that he knows me very well and has helped shape Lagatha to who she is on screen. And I think as Catherine, I've definitely evolved as an actor, but also as a person. And it's nice to be able to share and build something with such a brilliant mind like Michael and be part of such a show that is so well-received, but also so much fun to play. And I feel really lucky. I really do.
And also, I think he's educated a lot of people about the history of Vikings and the way they were as a people and a culture. What do you admire most about the Viking people and their culture?
Well, I don't think there's one thing that I necessarily admire most about them. I think it's really important to know that that women were very much empowered and celebrated that time period. I know there was a big myth that shield maidens existed. When I first started the show, nobody knew what a shield maiden was. You know, I remember Googling it. There was nothing online. Now you Google it, and you know, Shieldman has her own, Lagatha has her own Wikipedia page. But there was a big myth that shield maidens were actually existed, that were warriors. But I do want to say that I recently went to Sweden, and I worked with an archaeologist, and they dug up a famous site just outside of Stockholm, where they dug and they thought was a Viking warrior king who was buried with 2 horse heads and all his armor and his shields and his swords and jewelry and this and that. And so they thought that, well, obviously this must be a very prominent Viking warrior king. And for over 100 years, that's what they thought, until a female archaeologist did a little more digging and did a DNA test, and through their wave testing the genders through the mouth or the pelvis, and they discovered that this was an actual female warrior, and
wow,
could have been a shoe maiden, could have been Lagatha. So it's nice to have that actual proof that that women were very much a big part of the Viking culture and definitely fought alongside of men and were a big part of really discovering and invading and pillaging around the world. So it was nice to have that proof.
So, Catherine, what else do you have coming up in the near future, and where can people find out more about yourself and Vikings online?
That's great. Well, I just finished a movie, Dark Tower, which I'm very excited about. It's based on a Stephen King novel. Matthew McConaughey is in it, and Idris Elba. Ron Howard produced it. It took up over 8 years to shoot this movie or get it made. That's coming out in July, and you know there's huge Stephen King fans out there, but it's going to be a remarkable film. So we just shot that in Cape Town. I also have a movie with Jared Butler and Andy Garcia coming out, and Jim Sturgeon, so that's coming out as well. That's called Geostorm. And I'm looking at a few other different projects. And you can see Vikings on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on the History Channel. You can also see it online. I believe it's on Apple TV and Netflix, or I believe, but you can definitely find it. And it's in, I think we're in 140 different countries right now, so around the world in different languages. So wherever you are, you can see it. I'm sure.
And well deserved. Catherine, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time
Thanks.
Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thanks a lot.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonbeth.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.